folks. That's what happened already. My stomach can't take it, and the shit keeps coming out. I can't control it, so I get shit sitting in the end of here, folks.
Hey, folks, this is Fat Man. You're listening to Distorted Deal.
Shira and I want to talk to you about something that's very personal. Your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong.
I'll get anybody who tries it!
It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed. Tell someone you trust, like your parents, your doctor, your teacher, or counselor, or your minister or rabbi.
Right, Orko?
Right on!
Freaks, it's Monday, July 7th, 2008, coming up on the program today. You can't possibly look like a badass if you piss your pants. Plus, criminals covered in sweet, sticky barbecue sauce. And rape or suicide? No, it's not a game show on Fox. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great long 4th of July weekend. I sure did, but it's time to buckle the fuck up and get back to work. For me, that means finding delicious cum fart videos for you. Luckily, I have great listeners like Matt to help me out with that. Matt sent us a new cum fart video. Let's take a listen. Oh yes, the cum is in there, and it's soon to be expelled. Wait a second, why are the guys still moaning? They've already shot their wad. After I come, that's pretty much it. It's lights out. It's nap time for Tim. Want nothing else to do with the situation. I sure as hell don't want to watch someone shit out cum farts. I'm not gonna moan about it. Yeah. Shit it out.
Shit to come out, baby.
Shit to come out.
Baby, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, baby. That's it, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. A little extra, baby.
Ooh.
You gonna taste that cum, baby?
You've already wrecked her asshole and then embarrassed her by making her shit out the frothy cum farts. Now you're gonna make her taste it too?
Yeah, slurp it like a little spaghetti.
And slurp it like a little spaghetti?
Yeah, slurp it like a little spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Guys are really getting off to that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
God. Oh, God, that's so hot. So hot.
Oh, baby, I'm fucking good.
Come on. All right, there you go. Got another clip here of a couple having sex, and he's got the most annoying moan ever.
Ew.
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 Ew. All right, enough of that. And the final porno clip I have for you today is a blooper. Here are two gay guys bumping cock and ass together.
There you go. Get it all. There you go. That's it. Right there. Right there. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
He's got a concussion. What do you mean, keep going? Artwork flying off the walls. You know, truth be told, it's kind of a slow day here at Distorted View. Not a lot of great audio or video has been pouring in, and I think that's because it was 4th of July weekend. People are just getting back into the swing of things. Although I did get an email from someone named Veronica. Let me just read you her email here. Hi there, Tim. I've put this idea to quite a number of people, just friends. And to be truthful, the response is 100% intrigue, and the only place I can see this idea fitting is Distorted View, of which, of course, I'm an avid fan. The idea is basically this. I have dumped a duty, and then in parentheses, shit in a toilet every single AM for 2 years in total, and have been taking high-resolution photos of every single one! As you can possibly imagine, the results are extremely varied, and actually really, honestly, really quite interesting, I'm sure. I am an animation matte painter for my paid daily job, actually painting, okay, Photoshop for kids' TV shows. So my shit literally is not crap, I have tons of design experience. My thought is to publish a nice, chubby kind of coffee table book of 364 pages and make a series of three, as I do voyeuristic photos too, of which I have an interesting number also. Wow, Jesus, someone needs to take an English class. And I'm thinking up another lovely idea. I am going to send you a brief taster of my shit and see if maybe you can introduce this idea to your listeners and podcast downloaders and whoever. My favorite part is at the very end. She says, remember, there are 2 years of this crap in tons of different locations, including a disgusting train in India in the stinking heat. Please don't feel tempted to rip off this idea. You honestly have nothing to worry about there. She sent along a video. I don't know if I should post this on the sideshow or not. I don't know if there's that much interest. But the video is just a bunch of her pictures, like a little slideshow, if you will, just of her shit. Shots of the toilet bowl post-game, if you know what I mean. And just going through them here, the first one is just a bowl of liquidy mud. We're talking a type 7 on the Bristol stool chart. The second picture of shit looks like fried chicken from KFC. Got that nice crispy coating on it. It's exactly what the shit looks like. The third one, I'm going to be honest with you, I think there's blood in there. I'm pretty sure she had an abortion. Little balls there. You know, to stick with the KFC theme, I would say that looked like popcorn chicken. And just a variety of turdlets, diarrhea. I gotta be honest with you, it's a unique idea, yes. I'm not sure who this book would appeal to. I'm not sure anyone would put this on their coffee table. That being said, if you do publish it, I would love to write the foreword. The photos are horrifying. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I thought since it is kind of a slow day, we'd check in with our old pal CB Walker. He's finally giving some advice to someone who wants it. This is a guy calling in thinking that his girlfriend is cheating on him.
Like, should I confront her? I don't want to tell her that I think she's cheating because she might get mad and leave.
Don't get mad and leave? No, she won't. All you got to do is hit him. When you lay down in bed with him, you listen to what I say?
Yeah.
We adults here. How old are you?
I'm 22.
What you got to think about it for?
Sorry?
Why you got to think about it? How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22. Okay, we adults here. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm going to lay it to you straight.
Uh-huh.
When you're in bed with your lady friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you're stroking it up something fierce.
Yeah.
Right in the middle, just before you bust off.
Uh-huh.
You say, are you cheating on me? That's it. That's it.
That sounds pretty good.
You do that. It'll work for you. Trust me when I tell you.
I love how this kid is calling in looking for a psychic reading. And instead, he receives advice from CB to ask her if she's cheating on him right before he comes. Not exactly what he's looking for.
Right. Work for me.
Your girlfriend was cheating on you?
Yes, she was. I don't want to talk about it. It's here for you.
Right before you busted, you asked her.
You asked her just... hold on to it now.
I don't make that sound.
What's that?
I don't make that sound.
Well, whatever sound you make, you hold on to it. Uh-huh. And then right. Just before you release, you say, girl, are you cheating on me?
But what if I ask the question, then I release it, and then she doesn't answer?
Well, then you just shit out of luck. Excuse me.
All right. Excuse me. I release it.
What's that?
All right, well, thank you.
You enjoy your night, and do what I tell you.
All right, well, I'll release
it. It'll work for you. Trust me when I tell you. Work for me.
Right.
Uh-huh. Anybody can try that. Anybody can try that. If you feel like your lover is cheating on you, male, female, what have you, just before you say, are you cheating on me? Works every time. Uh-huh. Works every time.
And one more clip from CB. Harry is getting frustrated when he can't understand a caller.
I want to know about my feature.
I can't hear you.
I just want to know about my feature.
You want to do what with your what?
Tell me something about my teacher.
Tell you something about your teacher.
Teacher.
Your teacher?
No, not teacher.
Look, teacher. Let me tell you something here. I can't understand what you're saying here. Ladies, if I can't understand you, I can't help you. Uh-huh. You sound like you're speaking Spanish or something. I don't know what you're saying. Don't call here speaking that taco mess. I don't understand it.
Don't call. What'd he say?
Don't call here speaking that taco mess. I don't understand it.
Speaking that taco mess. God bless CB. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month, $50 a year, and now we've got lifetime memberships available for a limited time. If you don't like dealing with PayPal or reoccurring fees, you can sign up for the lifetime membership until the end of this week. And then the promotion's over with, and no more lifetime signups. This past weekend for Sideshow Freaks, I posted a video cast featuring exercise videos for fat women and elderly ladies. And, of course, Sideshow members got a bonus episode of DV where we celebrated the 4th of July. From listening to Distorted View for a while, you probably know that our nation is made up primarily of borderline retards. 8-year-old drug addicts sucking cock for crack.
Bam!
What if she had little bits of cock flesh underneath her fingernails?
He said, that's because I want you to grab that lady's crippled legs and bang them up and down on the platform like a baseball bat.
Are you sure you want to shoot the coon? Maybe you guys could play Parcheesi or something less violent. Just talk to the coon. You might have more in common than you think. And maybe you shouldn't call them coons while we're at it. You want to engage your victim in conversation before you ram your cock into her pussy. It's common courtesy. I also wouldn't do things like hand her my gun and say, hold this while I fuck your face. That's just some of what you're missing if you're not a member of the Sideshow. So sign up now, support the program, become a member. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Like I said, it's a slow news day. Historically, that's been true. The week after the July 4th holiday, nothing's happening. It's pretty dead around here. You might want to see what the Muggle cast is up to. I do have three news stories for you. Their quality is not guaranteed. We're going to blow through them quick, just like a Band-Aid. It'll probably hurt, but it'll be pretty quick. First story comes from India. A woman committed suicide Saturday by setting herself on fire. Why, you ask? Well, she was trying to avoid a raping. There was some guy chasing after this crazy ethnic person, and she decided to kill herself rather than be raped. Now, look, I don't condone rape, but if you're faced with the choice of dying or getting fucked by someone you don't want to be fucked by, and maybe punched in the face a couple times or something, I would choose that. Rape always wins. That's my motto anyways. I have that tattooed above my cock. Before I stick this in your ass, what does it say? Read it out loud. Read it! That's right. Rape always wins, and don't you forget it. Getting back to the story, though, I can't understand the mentality that would choose death over rape. Rape, you know, even if you're getting raped, you know, you're still getting fucked. And sex is like pizza. Even a bad slice is still good, right? Look, you lay there, you let him do his thing, you clean up, you go to a couple therapy sessions, and you're alright. Death, though, is pretty permanent. That was a stupid choice. You fail at life. Family members allege that she took the extreme step to evade a rape attempt by a neighbor about 150 kilometers from Calcutta. The woman, in her dying statement to the magistrate, of course, big dramatic statement, seconded the allegations made by her husband, but died before naming the person. Wow, this really is like a primetime soap. My rapist was... Boop, boop, boop. Next week on Knots Landing. The woman stated that she was alone in the house when a youth scaled the wall and tried to grab her. Alright, so you were going to be raped, but at least it was by a young person. Wasn't by some old creepy guy. Some young strapping man with a hard body. Come on, you're going to be raped, right? She rushed towards the kitchen and set herself on fire. All right. And the award for best actress goes to some dead Indian chick. Police have detained a youth of the same locality for questioning. The investigation continues. Second story we have for you today comes from Wisconsin. A couple telephoned police in the middle of the night after finding a man in their basement covered head to toe in barbecue sauce. Maybe this wasn't such a slow news day. These are pretty good stories. He told the officer that it was urban camouflage, said the homeowner. The homeowners say they woke up to whistling sounds. The husband grabbed his shotgun and headed toward the basement where he found the sauced-up intruder. He held the barbecue man up at gunpoint until the police arrived. The guy told officers he covered himself in barbecue sauce because he wanted to hide from the government. He now faces burglary charges. Cuckoo! Final story we have for you today. It's another short one. It comes from Philadelphia. The law finally caught up with Lamont Cook, and he promptly wet his pants. Why is this news? The whole news story is that police caught this criminal, and the criminal pissed his pants. Front page news. The 22-year-old spent the last year on the run for a variety of crimes, ranging from the kidnapping and torture of a West Philadelphia bar owner to a murder in Maryland. But Cook's life on the lam ended at about 4 a.m. yesterday when U.S. Marshals and a SWAT team cornered him at a girlfriend's house in Connecticut. Although investigators found a 9mm handgun in the house, Cook went quietly, wearing a piss-soaked pair of pants. Apparently he was so scared shitless by the SWAT team, he pissed himself. The marshals were able to track Cook down after a viewer recognized him on an episode of America's Most Wanted that aired in the area over the weekend and called in with a tip. A court hearing will be held in Connecticut today to determine when Cook will be extradited back to Philadelphia. Apparently, Cook and four cohorts shot and kidnapped Clinton Harriet, the owner of Club William Penn. They proceeded to stab and torture him in a row house basement for 4 hours and then demanded that his family pay $500,000 ransom. Harriet managed to escape and survive the ordeal. Cook's accomplices remain on the loose. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim, it's Violent Playgrounds. I heard your show the other day, and when you had the whole skit with that crazy stalker guy, Dimitri, thought it was fucking hilarious. I shared it with a friend, and believe it or not, this guy actually has a website, DimitriTheLover.com, and he gives you crash courses on how to get that ass and finding sluts and all this shit.
Oh.
And believe it or not, this guy charges like anywhere from 600 to like $2,000 or whatever. It's a pretty lucrative profession. I don't know. Maybe you need to give up the sideshow and become a womanizer there, Tim. In any event, man, have a good night. Peace.
All right. Thank you very much for the tip. I'm going to have to check that out.
Jagu, Tim.
Jagu.
New sideshow member from Texas. I was looking around on Urban Dictionary, and I found a pretty fucked up sex term that just made me say, what the fuck? It's called Mr. Bojangles.
Oh.
When a woman is pregnant, get a cup of her breast milk, and while doing her from behind, have a third party, Mr. Bojangles, put all the breast milk into a super soaker, and punch her hard in the stomach to cause premature birth. Then spray the baby in the face with breast milk and pecker slap it. Then proceed to yell Mr. Bojangles while running out of the room.
That's a pretty involved, bizarre sex term. Lots of planning. You have to be willing to commit a few crimes there. I love it.
Hey, Timmy. It's Chris, a sideshow member from the UK. Ooh. Just listen to today's Little House on the Prairie, Sextastic Tuesday. Absolutely amazing.
I'm a little behind on these voicemails. I apologize, freaks. There's so many that come in.
Tuesday, absolutely amazing story. I love the broken axe handles. But I tell you, you know, you really are not in a position to call the guy fucked up, given the show that you've been putting out for the past God knows how long.
True.
Keep up the awesome work, my friend. Bye.
Thank you very much. The UK checking in. Oh, where are we at here? Yes.
Hey, Tim, fucking retard. It's me, Manic, one of your underage listeners. And I just wanted to inform you that Roll House on the Prairie was a series of actually autobiographical books by
right.
Laura Wiles before it became a shitty TV show.
Yes, I knew that.
So, anyway, just in case you care about that, or in case you don't, you can feel free to play the train wreck on the fence.
No, that's all right.
Jagoo, Tim, Jagoo.
Jagoo.
About this Dimitri piece of shit here. Hey, I have an idea. We should all call, since the phone number that was left down the lady's message was blocked out and only three of the numbers were left off, that means there's only a possible 1,000 combinations to find his number. Which, if you call 999 wrong numbers, I don't think that's a big deal, because every time you call somebody and it's the wrong number, hey, is Dimitri there? No, it's not Dimitri. I'm like, they'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm trying to, tell off a douchebag.
So. That was a lot of work just to get to the douchebag thing.
Yeah, and then you just call into the next number. They'll probably help you out.
You just barely avoided a train wreck sound
too.
Effect.
So.
All right, well, apparently Dimitri has a website you can check out.
Timmy, hey, it's Ken Deuce. Hey, man, I was listening to the June 30th episode.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could post or announce it or something, the whole phone number for that Dimitri guy. Because I'm not even gay, but he was so convincing that I feel deeply that I need to call him for some reason.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check out that Dimitri website. I bet you there's a phone number we can call him on.
Tim, Tycho D from Illinois here. I'm about a week behind, and I'm calling
Oh, man, if this guy's a week behind, and I'm about a week behind on the voicemails, there's no way I'm going to remember what you're about to talk about.
Calling about the show from the 26th.
Okay.
Called Bullshit on that baby that was found burned in the fire pit. And I know you don't have kids, so this might not come readily to you, but it's a six-month-old baby. It can't walk yet. So how it got in the fire pit is beyond me. It had to have been placed there.
What about crawling? Babies can crawl when they're six. What? 6 months
you're
old, right?
To call bullshit.
All right. Well, that's a possible theory. Although I can't believe police haven't already thought of that. But some random DV listener cracked open the case wide open. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is he no God?
Yeah. And roll those shoulders. Okay.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how much I love that big fat woman from the workout video. Women at large. And roll those shoulders. Ow! Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes, digusundig.com if you're not a member of the Sideshow. Sign up now. Tomorrow we've got a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Howdy, folks. I'm Calvin the Cook, and I'm cooking up deals for Calvin Ford in Sour Lake. Take up to $9,000 off MSRP on F-150 Super Cruise.
Come and get it!